Surdas ji. Surdas ji is asking Prabhu, Bhagwan Sri Krishna. He says, Prabhu mere more avagun chitta na dharo. It means to say, please don't keep all my faults in mind. Don't hold me in mind for all my faults. Because I have so many faults. Why? Because you are Samadarsi. Samadarsi hai naam tiharo. Your name is Samadarsi. You, Samadarsi means you are the one who sees everybody equally. So you will see somebody without fault and you will see me with fault. But since you are Samadarsi, don't hold me in mind. You see everybody equally. Like that. Chahe to paar karo. And so, you please cross me over this samsara also. Don't hold my faults to heart and say, no, I'm not going to cross this Surdas over, you know. He has so many faults. Ik nadiya ik naal kahave. So you have the Ganga flowing there and some dirty drain coming. And that is emptying into Ganga. Melohi nirvayo. A drained, dirty water is coming. Dono milkar. Ek baran bhai. And when two of them meet, they become one. Surasari naam padu. Means, after that, nobody says, here comes Ganga and dirty rain. Nobody says, here comes Ganga. Isn't Ganga, the dirty drain turns into Ganga, like that. So you make me one with you. I am like that drain and you are like Ganga. Like this. Ek loha puja me rakhat. Ek ghar badhi ka pado. Paras guna avaguna nahi chitvat. It means one piece of metal is there in that puja sthal as Trishul. And everybody worshipping in that. And same piece of metal is there in that butcher's shop as that machete. And it killing so many animals, you know. So both of them are same metal. But that paras money, that touchstone, when it touches that Trishul or it touches that machete, both will turn into gold only. The paras money doesn't differentiate between Trishul and that machete. Paras money totally unbiased. He'll turn both of them into gold. Kanchana karat haro means both will turn. So then you should be like that. See, I am the one like with faults, and there may be other people, but you are like paras money, you know. Totally unbiased. So it touched me also. Ek jeeva ek brahma kahave. One jeeva is there, one brahma. You are brahma, I am jeeva. Surisham jaga ro. With crying, he tells Bhagavan also. You don't waste any time. Make me one with you. Like you, though I may not be of your quality, but you make me one with you like that.
Prabhu ji more avagun chit na dharo. Prabhu ji more avagun chit na dharo. Tam tarsi hai naam tiharo. Tam tarsi hai naam tiharo. Chahe to paar karo avagun chit na dharo. Prabhu ji more avagun chit na dharo. Ek nadiya ek naal kahave. Thank you.
कन्हैया लाल की जय। ही इज अ मोस्ट वंडरफुल भजन। दिस इज संग बाय जगजीत सिंह। श्री राम रामाय नमः। रामचरण है तीरथ पावन। रामचरण तीरथ पावन, होली प्यूरिफाइंग पिलग्रिमेज। What? Defeat of Ram. If I take my mind there, my mind will be purified. Tapi dupehri mein ye sawan. In the blazing afternoon sun of sansar, this feet of Bhagwan Ram is like a veritable spring shower, you know. Because we are all in this samsara, burning from this thing and that thing, suffering in some sense. Some people say, no, I'm not suffering. I told, don't ever say, because that will be speaking too soon. Because samsara has its fair share of suffering for everybody, free of cost. Samsara will bring suffering to a door, doesn't matter who it is. Raja Rank Fakir. Doesn't matter. Everybody will have. So he says this, we are there in the sansar burning, but at those feet of Bhagwan Shri Ram is like a veritable shower. Ram charan nit mangal gaun. I will go on chanting the glories of the lotus feet of Ram. Nagar nagar me katha ye sunau. I will tell this from village to village, town to town, everywhere. I will tell. Sundar Chavi Prabhu Ki Mana Bhavan. About this most beautiful Ram. And I will enlighten my heart, bring nice feeling to my heart, and bring nice feeling to the heart of everybody also. And this will delight the heart of Ram also, like that he tells. Let's see this. Chorus is very simple. You can.
Shri Rama Ramaya Nama, 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 Shri Rama Ramaya Nama. Ram charan tirath pavan, Ram charan hai tirath pavan, Ram charan hai tirath pavan, Ram charan hai tirath pavan, tapi dupahar
Ramaya Nama, Shri Ramaya Nama.
रामचंद्र की जय। There's another Ram bhajan which I remembered today. It's in this book. Let's see if I remember how to sing it now. The Brahmananji's bhajan. Brahmananda's a not about Swami Brahmananda from Chinmay Mission. Another Brahmananji used to write very nice bhajans, very famous for writing bhajans. He says, Khelati mama hridaye Shri Rama. It's in Sanskrit. Oh Ram, actually, somewhere I had seen that somebody had changed this Khelati mama hridaye to Khelatu mama hridaye. May Ram play in my heart. But here the Khelati, he plays in my, Rama plays in my heart. He dances in my heart. He walks in my heart. Rama is in my heart. Moha Maharnava Taranakari. He is the one who can cross us over this ocean of delusion. He's Taranakari, the cause for crossing over the ocean of delusion. Moha Maharnava. Maharnava. Raga Dvesha Mukhasura Mari. So he is the one who removed this Mukhasura, who represents Raga Dvesha. Our Moha delusion is fortified by Raga and Dvesh, you know, Raga Dvesh is what solidifies our delusion. When we are deluded already, in that delusion, we go on holding on to Raga Dvesh, and that fortifies this delusion. It makes the delusion strong, gets a firm, strong foothold, and delusion will never go because we have so many likes and dislikes. It's an amazing thing. Human being, we never estimate. We never take time to estimate the impact that likes and dislikes have on our. We never take time to estimate that. We just, I like it. After, I don't like it. But nobody analyzes or estimates what impact this thing is having on my life and my bondage and my freedom and, you know, what is it? Nobody analyzes. So this Ram is the one who removed that Mukhasura, who represents this Raga Dvesh. Shanti Videha Suta Sahachari. Again, Shanti Videha. Today we saw Shanti Sita. Videha is Sita. So she is his consort. Shanti Videha Suta Sura. Videha Suta. Videha is this, what do you call? Janakji Maharaj. He's called as Videha. Videha Suta is Shanti. Sita. Dhara Ayodhya Nagara Vihari, who took that birth in Ayodhya, and there he roamed about nicely, the Ram. Paramahamsa Samrajyo Dhari, the one who protects the sages and saints and all that, and gives them samraj, you know, freedom to, because they were persecuted by Ravan and persecuted by this one, that one, you know. He lifted them and gave them freedom. Satya, satya jnanam, jnanananda shariri. His body, Bhagavan's body is satyam jnanam anantam. Satya jnanananda. Ananda, actually. Ananda. See, Sanskrit words, but very simple. See if you can repeat that also.
Khelati mama hridaye Shri Rama Para.
Kabir Das. Inasat sanga kumati nahi chute. Means without satsang. Kumati is a very nice, is a, again we can't translate. Translate kumati in one word. How? What do you say? Ignorance?
Yeah.
Then it will not capture all of kumati. Means all our ignorance, which is the cause of all wrong understanding, demented, you know, mind and all that kind of thing. Improper understanding also. Kumati. Dementations of the mind. So it's binasata sangha. Kumati nahi chute. Tulsidas is also right. You know, heard that this morning only we chanted. Binasata sangha bibek na hoi. That's a very famous line of Tulsidas. So Kabiraj has written binasata sangha kumati nahi chute. That all wrong understanding and cobwebs of the mind and misunderstanding and all such things, they will not go without satsang. We have to find ourselves in satsang. In Trinidad language we say, I tell in Trinidad, in simple Trinidadian, you know, if we don't find ourselves in satsang, we will always, in Trinidad we say, we will always be stupid. We will remain stupid for? Forever. This is simple village language. What are you saying, Guyana? Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. And there this stupid word becomes stupid. And some people say chupid. Chupid like that. But without that satsang, the person will always remain. That means primitive, savage, rustic, without knowing. Yeah? When he has yellow fever, he'll go and dance around fire to send away yellow fever. Mind will always remain that primitive state. Dancing around fire will send away yellow fever? The primitive state of existence. So now see the other line. Kabir Das Ji is very, very blunt. Blunt and many times people don't like to hear the truth, you know, and he tells it very bluntly also. Without satsang, all our misunderstanding, ignorance, dementations, they will not go. Chahe jao Mathura, chahe jao Kashi. If we go to Mathura or Kashi also, without satsang, all those things will not go. You may go to Mathura, Kashi, Vrindavan, wherever you want. But these dementations of the mind will not go away if we don't find ourselves in satsang. And so he's talking about the importance of satsang. And this is a true thing. Very, very true. Even though he's telling bluntly, it's absolutely true. Antar ghataka dag na chute. The blemishes and stains of left by lifetimes of ignorance and wrong action and thought and all, which are left inside, they will not go away. Chahe padho pothi, chahe padho Gita. If you read all scriptures and read Gita also, and don't go satsang. That's why I keep telling people, any person who says he's self-taught, you run away from that person. We have to belong to have some guru who teaches, you know, some sampradaya, some lineage. We have to belong to that. Self-taught people confuse, and then they confuse every other person also. You must belong to some great tradition and all. And then in that tradition, meaning of every word, every idea, every sentence that will be told in the tradition. Then only you'll know. Then you'll be able to put a whole picture together. What we have, both in Trinidad, Guyana, and many places in India also, what we have is people who pick up scraps and bits there. They read here, read there, pick up all the scrap and bits from this sampradaya, that sampradaya. So at the same time, they'll be speaking dvaita, advaita, and everything all together, you know, hodgepodge kind of thing. Nobody knows what they're. Because he himself doesn't know that there's such a difference between this and that and all. So that will confuse everybody, you know. Chahe padho pothi, chahe padho Gita, read all shastras. If we don't find ourselves in satsang, where all this ignorance will be knocked out, then we'll... Bina guru gyan, bharam nahi tute. Without knowledge of the guru, in that sampradaya which I'm telling, bharam here means brahma. Brahma means ignorance again. That will not go away. Chahe puje devi, chahe puje deva. Whether we worship all devi, devas and all. Sit down by myself. And in some places, people have tradition. They build a little mandir in front of their house and they sit there all day now. So he's worshipping devi, deva all day. And doesn't attend satsang. Anyway, Hanumanji meets Vibhishan. Vibhishan had never had satsang in his life with anybody. And therefore, even though he was bhakta of Ram, he did nothing. He was sitting there. One satsang with Hanumanji. He had only one. All his bhakti became matured. Bhakti is supposed to mature into seva. His bhakti became matured. He got up and he marched into Ravan's court after satsang with Hanumanji. So, hey Ravan, you give back the Sita. What you did was wrong. Sita was there all that time. But Hanumanji never had, Vibhishan never had satsang. So he was just sitting there also. Bhakti becomes really matured when that person finds himself in satsang. Satsang is the place where jnana is digested and bhakti becomes matured. All knowledge is digested. A person may read, study. If he doesn't find himself in satsang, that knowledge will not get digested. And now you know when you eat food and it doesn't get digested, what happens to you? Upset stomach, isn't it? Undigested food. So, in satsang, jnana gets digested and bhakti gets matured. There. So, we have to find ourselves there. Chahe puja, we will sit and do all our bhakti, worship devis and devtas and all that. But nothing will happen. Jarata bhav kabahu nahi chute. Jarata bhav means the dullness of the intellect. Dullness. Dull, you know, Shankaracharya starts his Bhajagovindam. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Muramate. I loved that when I first heard, you know. I said, how he knows me so well? Yeah. Muramate. I heard, I was a teenager at that time. Kya baat hai? I said, he's so good. He knows us so well. So that is called Jarta Bhav. Muratva, dull-wittedness, mandamati. Have you heard those words? Like that. Inosha at the intellectual level. Tamas. Like that. Kahe kabir suno bhai sadho. Bina bibek maya nitalute. Without discriminative power which is developed in that satsang, maya will forever steal us away and take us for a right. That is the idea. See if you can follow the word, you can repeat also. Bin satsang kumati nahi chute. Bin satsang. In a sad sang, in a sad sang, in a sad sang, in a sad sang.
satsang. Chahe puje de, chahe jao Mathura, chahe jao Kashi, chahe jao Mathura, chahe jao Kashi, chahe jao Mathura, chahe jao Kashi, chahe jao Mathura. Antar ghat ka चाहे पढ़ो पोथी चाहे पढ़ो गीता चाहे पढ़ो पोथी चाहे पढ़ो गीता चाहे पढ़ो पोथी बिना गुरु ज्ञान गुरु ज्ञान परम नहीं दूते इन सत्संग को मति नहीं छूते इन सत्संग छूते नहीं राम छूते नहीं राम छूते नहीं राम छूते नहीं राम चाहे पूज देवी चाहे पूज देवा चाहे पूज देवी जड़ता भाव तब हो नहीं छूते जड़ता भाव बिन सत्संग बिना विवेक माया नित रूपे बिना विवेक माया नित रूपे बिन सत्संग मति नहीं छूते बिन सत्संग
Thank you.
There's a few lines on our Gurudev. It says, Jai Gurudev, Mahima Tumhari Adbhut Alaukik. The glory of Gurudev is Adbhut means amazing. Alaukik means out of this world, yeah. Otherworldly, his greatness, his mahima, his glory. Pyar tumhara agadh anup. His love is limitless and anup. Those of you who have seen Gurudev and all, you would be amazed at his. In one moment, he used to seem so angry, but next moment he has so much of love. Anup. Incomparable. And why he used to love? For no reason. Because his nature is to love. We all love because of some reason. Eh? We love because of some reason. And when the reason goes away, the love also. That is human beings. This is what we do. We love because of some reason and that. Love is anup. Jnana tumhara suraj ki bhati. His knowledge is like the sun itself. Brightens up the whole world. Vani tumhari bhava bhai hari. His speech and his words were such that it could send away all of our ignorance and all our fears of this samsara. His words.
Jai Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva. Thank you.
little bit about Tulsidas ji's rendition of gunas. You have heard about the gunas many times, yeah? Sattva, rajas and tamas. And also, well, more importantly, his rendition of the gunas in relation to yugas. Because you keep hearing all the time that, oh, now it is Kali Yuga, you know. We hear people saying Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga all the time. And we think, well, things are so bad and things will get worse. We keep saying that. But Tulsidas ji, at the end of Ramayana, he gives a very interesting rendition of this yugas in relation to the gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. And the four yugas, Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, and Kali Yug. So I just want to present the idea to you so you can give some thought also to it. He does not give the yugas as chronological as we think it. First there was Satyug, then there was Treta Yug, then there was Dwapar Yug, and now there is Kali Yug. He doesn't give it. What he says, it is not chronological or time-based, but it is situational. Situational means, if my mind is very sattvic, then I am in Satyug. Like that. So if you can keep a sattvic mind, then you will be in Satyug. If the mind is very tamasic and dull and all, well, he's always in Kaliyug. So now I can choose whichever yuga I want to be in, isn't it? Because in every yuga, there has been, or there is, good and the world is made like that. You know, we have to be very, very careful as Hindus with our own philosophical traditions and our own teachings and all that kind of thing. We cannot estimate how much of foreign thought has crept into the way we think, crept into our shastras and our traditions and all that. It's a very amazing thing. So you will hear Hindus talking just like Christians. Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with Christians or anything. Yeah? I'm saying, if you're a Hindu, speak Hinduism. That is all. If you're a Hindu, speak Hinduism, not speak Christianity. But so much of Christianity has come into our tradition and all. So we speak like Christians only. Amazing thing. I have been to some place, a Hindu priest, he was telling, that person died. He was doing funeral. That Anteshti Sanskar and all, last day. And that man who was lying there, he said, now, that Mr. So-and-so, he has no worries anymore. He has gone to stay with his Lord. He's gone to the feet of his Lord and he'll stay there. That is pure Christianity. And this fellow is a pandit with long, nice chandan and everything in there. Mala. But he's become so Christianized. And this fellow already born somewhere as a lizard. Or whatever. Yeah. It means he has taken birth, maybe born as anything, maybe born as a devata also. Right? But that is Hinduism. Not that he's gone to stay with his Lord. That's pure Christianity. But he, this poor fellow, pandit, he also doesn't know that he's speaking Christianity. And this thing about our yugas now, right? Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, and Kali Yug. We go on explaining, Satyug was so good, so nice that time. And Treta Yug also, a little bit, you know, wasn't so good, but when we think about time. And then we go on also presenting our avatars, Dash Avatar, and we give it in some form where it resembles some Darwinian evolution and all that kind of thing. Matsya, Varaha, Kurma, Narasimha, like that. We give, na? Avatar and all. And we try to make it fit into a Western mold. And in the Western world, you know, we have this thing called as evolution. In Bhagavad Puran, if you read, there are so many countless avatars. But we have chosen out 10 and put them in this order so that it will resemble the Western mold of evolution. And so like that, so many things have crept in because others have put some influence on why we chose that and why we are saying like this and saying like that and all that. But Tulsidas has given this very nice interpretation of these yogas, and it is actually more in line with our shastras, because I tell you what we do. We say, we follow the chronological thing of Christianity. Christianity is a religion which is chronological. Our religion is cyclical. At one time in Christianity, things were like how it starts, you know, in Garden of Eden, everything was perfect, isn't it? Everything was perfect, then somebody made some transgression, and then all hell broke loose and all that, right? But it starts with that perfection. So we try to interpret our shastras also along those lines. And then we go on saying, no, and Satyuga, everything was so nice, and then Treta Yuga became a little bit worse, and then now Kalyuga, bapre. And everybody walking with this big burden of Kalyuga in their head. But see here, just one simple question. If you reflect on, then you will not be, because of all of these different elements which have been thrown into this matrix, one simple question, if you answer in all of that, then you will see that something is amiss. You know, this, in that same presentation, Dash Avatar, 10 avatars are given, right? And out of those 10 avatars, see, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana. 5 out of 10. 5 came in Satyug. Those first 5. If Satyug was so good, so nice, everything was so nice and dandy, why do we need 5? Avatar. I mean, Bhagavan says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. When there's a decline of dharma, things go really bad, then I come. So if Satyug is so good, why he has to come? In one yug. No answer. Things should have been so good, should have been no need for. Now he should come. Isn't it? These type of things happen because we really also don't reflect on our own traditions. And so Tulsidas is giving this interpretation, gives very nicely in Uttarakhand at the end. Don't try to stay away from this chronological type of presentation. Because positive and negative is in every atom, and it is always there. True or not? That itself proves Bhagavan had to come 5 times in one yuga. How much of negative was there? The world was in peril by so many crazy rakshasas. See, Hiranyakashipu, he was the first person to convert people in the world. Stop saying Om Vishnave Namaha. Say Hiranyakashipave Namaha. Stop praying to Vishnu. Pray to me. Satyug. One who wants to kill his own son. That didn't happen in this Kaliyug. Satyug only. So, that type of thing could happen anytime, any place. Because positive and negative, they are omnipresent. They are always there, everywhere. In whichever yuga, loka, kal, time, place, wherever. They're always there. So Tulsidas is, look here. Rather than thinking that type of chronological thing, you know, at one time it was nice and dandy, now it has gone really bad, and everybody hoping that God will come and this and that. Instead of thinking that, you think, when your mind is very calm, quiet, sattvic, and there's a predominance of sattva, you are actually living in satyug. And the opposite, kalyug, when your mind is very dull and very lethargic and sleepy and, you know, that kind of thing, you are living really in Kali Yuga, and that will cause so much of pramad, so much of inadvertence, fall, slip, mistakes, this, that, you will do everything wrong. Instead of making the right choice, you will make the wrong choices. Tamas. So there's a predominance of tamas, that is Kali Yuga. And not only that, in one day, we go through all four yugas. In morning time, when you get up, our mind is very sattvic and all. We have that time in Satyug. By the time evening come, we need a cup of coffee to wake us up like that. Kaliyug. And we come home, and long day, frustration, tension, stress, this, that, on the job, in the workplace. If anybody say anything in the house, we snap. Yeah? Kaliyug. So, see this? Now, if there is a predominance of that sattva guna, then we are in satyug. If the sattva guna gets lessened a little bit, and things start creeping in later in the morning, you know, mid-morning and all, we are going into Treta Yuga. And then it also goes down by lunchtime, afternoon, into Dwapar. And by evening, Ghor Kali Yuga. Now, in evening time also, if I sit in meditation, I sit and quieten the mind, I chant some Hanuman Chalisa, chant some Stuti, Stotram, this, that, and I quieten the mind, I can make my mind into Satyug again. So in one yuga, in that same Satyuga, Hiranyakashipu is living in Kaliyug and Prahlad is living in Satyug, right there in the same house. So this is an important thing. So we have that choice, which yug we want to live in. So that presentation is there in Chaupai form, at the end of Tulsi Ramayana. It is really more in line with our tradition. I'm telling you, we started making up things to match the British, to answer to the British. We started organizing our thoughts and our shastras in such a way so that we could match their religion, we could answer to their questions, so our things will look like theirs. It is a shastric. Good thing Tulsi Daji gave this thing there, so we can reflect at least. And don't think, well, pay so much attention to Dashavatar. It's Bhagavad Puran, Bhagavan comes, and he in Gita also says, Arjuna, I have had countless births, and so have you. Bahuni me vatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. But countless births both of us have. Bahuni, this Sanskrit word is very amazing. You see, in Sanskrit, the adjective there is bahu. Bahu means plenty. Lots. The word itself means lots. Bahu. Then, bahuni is plural of lots. Not dual, plural. Bahuni janmani. Then, what a plural of plural? Plenty. Plenties! So countless, actually. That literally, it will literally be translated to mean countless birds. Wait, how you got Dashavatar? And look how it is ordered also. Completely along the Darwinian evolutionary theory. No. In our tradition, there is no such thing as Darwinian evolution and all species have always been there. Some manifest, some unmanifest. Yeah. Not any Darwinian thing. So let the West think as the West thinks, but if you are Hindu, you think as a Hindu. That is the idea. Don't think as a you're in Hindu garb, but thinking like a Christian. That is as I said, nothing is wrong with Christian. But if you want to be there, then be there. That's okay. That also is okay. But if you are here, think about Hinduism like this. Huh? So now we should bring about a change in our thinking about this yoga and stop saying, now Ghor Kali Yuga, you know. Things are going to get really bad. I don't know what will happen. I'm feeling sorry for the next generation. I met a gentleman, he's 94 years old. 94. And he told me, he says, Swamiji, you know, usually people at that age, right, they start becoming disenchanted with life and they become lonely and they start having gloom and dismal outlook, gloomy and dismal outlook, you know? And nobody comes to talk to them and the spirits go down. Also, that type of thing happens. Do you know, he's looking up so bright. Do you know, Swami, I think a renaissance is coming. I think there's a transformation taking place in the world and things are getting better daily. I'm looking at all of these birds and butterflies and all these plants and all these things around me and I wonder, they never used to be so nice before. Huh? See how he's looking? Up! That means Sattva has taken his mind. He's looking up, everything bright and cheerful and all. At 94, I said, man, you're going down the right path. Keep that chair and all, then you will be in Satyuga. Cheerfulness. Even if the sky falls down, you smile. Sattva. Then you can choose whatever you, so that freedom is there. In other words, I'll tell you now, this is the Vedantic point. Vedanta teaches about mukti or not? Vedanta teaches about mukti. That is a primary teaching, a mukti, freedom. Why would you want to bind your mind down to an inescapable era where you are depressed by all sorts of evil things which are happening? So when he presents it like that, he takes away the time factor because the freedom is supposed to take us beyond time and space. Moksha is about going beyond time and space. So when he takes away the time factor and he puts the onus on you, he puts the freedom in your hand. You can choose whatever yuga you want to be in, not based on time, but based on the guna which you promote in your own mind. So he has freed you from the constrictures of time. Nah, this is the most wonderful approach. But that Satyuga, you are bound. They say, yes, you know, we are living in Satyuga, you know. What to do now? I cannot do anything. I'm imprisoned by thoughts. So that move to strip the interpretation of time and to introduce situation in our mind, that move is a move in the direction of freedom, moksha, mukti. It's not time-bound anymore, and I'm not bound by this any time. I can be right now in Satyuga in very cheerful and bright and alert and vigilant, calm, peaceful, and all that. In Satyuga, here and now. I love that interpretation too. See, that just a revolutionary, you know. Okay. This one message only. Yesterday also I gave one message today. Yesterday Krishna Janamashtami. All right. And all of these things are there. Shasta, just have to look a little bit. It is there. Yeah. All right. Now we'll see tomorrow morning for Narad Moha conclusion. Don't worry, all his moha will go away eventually. Okay. Announcements we'll have, and then we'll have Aarti. Are there any announcements? Just Aarti. Okay. Which Aarti will have? Gurudev? Gurudev and Rama. Rama will do first, then we'll do Gurudev after.
Mangala Aarti Siya Raghuvar.
ರಘುವರ ಅತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಪವನ ತನಯ ಮಂಗಲ ಆರತಿ ಮಂಗಲ ಮಾತು ಪಿತಾ ಗುರು ಜನಕಿ ಸುಂದರ ಅವಧ ಪುರಿ ರಘುಕಿ ಸೇವಕ ಸಾಧು ಆರತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ.